Hey, good morning, everybody. Sorry about the computer up here, but if I don't have it up here, I'll lose track of where we're at. So, good to see everybody. Welcome to the new year, like Nick said. So, hey, today's message is called Well Done, Good and Faithful Servant. So it's about the ministries of the Reynoldsburg Church and how you can get involved in those. So we'll briefly kind of highlight the different ministries of the church, the various ministry leaders over the last few months. You know, we reached out to them and, hey, for this coming year, what would you like in terms of like financial support for your ministry and people involvement for your ministry so it can be what you dream it to be? And so we've tried to compile their input and kind of make that the presentation today. So go ahead. So we have, you know, quite a few different ministries of different types, and so kind of the purpose of this is to encourage everyone to be part of one of the ministries. Now, I know that many of you are ministering and supporting and doing good things for each other, you know, whether inside the church or outside the church, and in ways that are not highlighted here, and so thank you so much for that. Thank you to all the ministry leaders who are really keeping this church going as we, you know, strive to serve God. All right. So what do the scriptures say about involvement in the works of the church? So we'll touch on that a little bit here. So first of all, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everything, it is the same God at work. So this seems to say that different people do different things in the service of God. And you know what? It's all from the Lord. It's all valuable, and it's all God working through them. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So this says that Christ put certain people, maybe in leadership positions like apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And why did he do this? To equip his people so that they can be empowered for works of service. And why do all of this? So that the body of Christ will be built up and that we will all of us, grow in maturity to become more like Christ. And so a part of that is our service in different ways. Okay, Revelation chapter 2, verse 19. This is part of some very interesting scriptures to me. It's Jesus reaching out to seven churches after he had departed and gone back to heaven and the church had been established. And he had some positive things to say about some of them, and he had some words of warning and encouragement to say about some of them. But this is something encouraging that he said to the church at Thyatira. And he said, I know your deeds, I know your love and service and perseverance, and that you're doing more now than you did at first. So he's recognizing, yes, they have love, they have faith, and they're showing part of that. The part of the way they're showing that is through their service and doing things for him at that local church in Thyatira. Okay, next, Matthew chapter 25. This is part of a famous parable that Jesus told. It's called the parable of the talents. So this is a portion of it. After a long time, the master of those servants returned to settle accounts with them. The servant who had received the 5 talents came and presented 5 more. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. The master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. So this is a story that Jesus told about a king who gave his servants talents, which were, you know, money. And he said, basically, go invest them while I go away on a journey. And he came back and he found 2 servants, including the one here, who had invested what the king had given them, and had earned a reward for the king. And so 2 of them did that, and 1 of them did not. 1 of them buried the talents in the ground and did not earn anything for the king. So the point is, so the king, of course, is God, and so he gives us things that we can invest for his glory and for the growth of his kingdom in this world. And so he's pleased when we use those things for, you know, in service to him. Okay, so we'll get right into the ministries. Again, you know, the ministry leaders have provided input, and we'll try to briefly highlight these ministries. And so, you know, follow along which ones, you know, catch your attention and catch your interest. And hopefully you all have one of the sheets that were, you know, have been passed out or were nearby. So we're going to just follow along in the order of those. So first of all, worship. You know, we know what that is. It's Sunday morning when we come together at 10:30 a.m. for singing and prayer and communion and spending time with each other and learning about the scriptures and having a lesson. But there is quite a lot of work that goes into this. And so, you know, there's a need both now and likely in the future for at least a couple things: praise team singers and audio-visual support. So, you know, if you have some music knowledge, can read music, have an interest in encouraging the rest of us by singing and praising as part of the praise team, boy, that would be great. You know, the more folks that we can have on that, the depth we can have up here, as well as the fact that it makes it easier for the praise team members to, you know, be away if they need to, you know, have a deeper bench, so to speak. Likewise, audiovisual support. There's a team back in the back that takes care of all the details of this. And so again, it's good to have multiple people able to step right in and support that. So, you know, right now we're seeking 4 to 6 additional folks to be part of this team. Please see Dion if this is something that's of interest to you. Okay, next. Adult Bible study. So this is something that's been mentioned, and it's an exciting time for adult Bible study right now. So, you know, we have a Sunday morning 9:30 class time, and beginning this week, 2 exciting things are going on. Adults and teens are going to be in the same class, and we're going to highlight The Chosen, spend time in that. And then also, Bible class for kids is starting today. So for younger kids, if you have them and you want to come to the adult class, well, guess what? We have Bible class for younger kids available again starting today. So it's a great time, you know, to get started on coming to Sunday morning Bible classes. So, future needs. You know, we may not have the adults and teens in the same class forever, certainly for the foreseeable future, but, it would be good to have adult or teen Bible class leaders available in the future. And then also something I'd like to explore is to have at least, you know, a couple people who are available to study the Bible with people who have that desire and to learn from the Bible. So it'd be great to have a man and a woman available to study the Bible with people as needed. So if you're interested in this, contact Bill Raper or the elders. Next, young adults. What is this? This is targeted connections for young adults 18 and up, whether single, whether dating, whether married, whether with kids, without kids, but the younger adult demographic. Leader of that is Antoine Booker. So some of the activities, involvement opportunities, there is a weekly connect group. I think it's actually bi-weekly. It's every other week, if I understand right. All the younger adults that I just mentioned are encouraged to participate in this. Antoine and Wesley are kind of leaders of this. Different service projects envisioned. Community game nights, we had one of those a few weeks ago, and it was a huge hit. People came from the community that we'd never met before and played games with us, as well as, fellowship amongst our church also. Laundromat ministry, potentially fall festival and other things. Younger adults were, really encouraged to, be part of the fellowship and the involvement. And if you have questions on that, please see Antoine. Youth group. So this is targeted connections for teens, 7th to 12th grade. Some activities and involvement. We have a weekly connect group, Sunday lunch and games, right over here in the fellowship hall or sometimes elsewhere, especially when the weather's a little better. Monthly service and fellowship. So, the teens are always invited to come to serve at Community of Care, and then we oftentimes have some fellowship event like corn maze or bonfire or Clippers game or whatever afterwards. The needs, participation by the teens. So if you are a teen, if you have a teen, get involved. We really believe in teens and adults, together, adults mentoring, adults encouraging, adults making connections with the teens. So if you're an adult and feel called to, help our teens transition from teenager to adult in the church and, make more connections with adults, please be part of that. So contacts the Johnsons, the Boers, the Frasers, the Minslers. Children's education and children's church. What's this? It's spiritual development for kids approximately 3 years to approximately fifth grade. And so, again, we have Bible classes 9:30 on Sundays. We have children's church during sermon time. On a good day, we'll have 13, 15, 16 kids in children's church. It's pretty exciting. Current needs, we have Kim Johnson, Rebecca Johnson, and Barb Boer leading this ministry. But additional adults to kind of partner up with them, either in the Bible class or in the children's church time, would be a good thing. Connect groups. So everyone's encouraged to participate in a connect group. So these are really focused on our personal growth as disciples of Jesus. So we have existing groups in Gahanna and Pickerington and in the young adults group and the men's and ladies groups that I'm going to mention in a minute. Might even be others. So, possible additional groups for this year. One in Reynoldsburg, which makes sense considering where the church is located. Current and future needs. So first of all, be part of one. If you're not part of one, we'd encourage you to, get involved with at least one of these connect groups. And, potentially be a host, if you're able and willing to open up your home to host a connect group. Or if you want to be a leader, there's certainly some training, some guidance that Dion and I can provide for you if you want to consider being a leader of a connect group. Contacts, the group leaders, or Bill Johnson or Dion Frazier. Community of Care. So what is this? This is the fourth Saturday of every month from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We open up the church for a meal and a Mid-Ohio Food Collective giveaway to anybody who needs and wants to come. Set up by us starts around 4 o'clock, and so Typically, we serve 45 to 50 families, sometimes even more. And so, this, you know, there's a fair amount of people required to really make this run well. Approximately 12 to prepare and operate the food giveaway. So this is, you know, you saw the picture a little bit earlier of where all the box goods are there, and we put them, you know, in a set to give away to the guests. There's boxed and frozen. And then also we've restarted, you know, for a couple years it was not active because of the pandemic concerns, but we've restarted having a hot meal for our guests who want to come in and have a hot meal with us. And some of them absolutely love this. They love coming in and spending time talking with each other and talking with us. And so, again, there's, you know, a group of people required to prepare and serve the guests. If this is something you can help with on preparing the food, so Wesley uses Sign Up Genius, and so you can get on his email distribution if you're not, and then that way you can get a link to what you're going to sign up and bring for the meal. So listen, if this is something you're interested in, you know, the next one is, well, it's always the fourth Saturday. The date I think we mentioned is the 28th is the next one. So, you know, come 4:30 p.m., jump in, and we'll put you to work. And so contact for that is Wesley Owens. Prayer. We have a prayer ministry. John Hess is the leader of it. So this may be the most underrated and untapped powerful ministry that we have. You know, the book of James says, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So if you want to be involved with the prayer ministry, you know, it's getting involved with praying in a intentional way for the church and for God's kingdom and for people who need prayers and need God's hand to touch them. So John has a text distribution that hopefully many of you already are on it. If not, please see John. And then also, if you want to, you know, go beyond that and be on the prayer team with John, you know, just please reach out to him and join in on prayer for our world and our church and for people who need prayer. Ladies, so this is a targeted connections for the ladies of the church. So there are two Bible study and fellowship opportunities online on Wednesday nights and at the building on Thursday mornings at 10:30. So, you know, hey, if you're a lady and it's just a great fellowship and study opportunity, if you'd like to be part of it, contact Kim Johnson or Melissa Berry. The men's group. So this, likewise, is targeted connections for men. So Kent Berry is the leader of this, and it's a weekly connect group. We call R12 for Romans 12. So we're learning to be disciples in the model of Romans chapter 12. It's Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. It's a blend of in-person and remote. So you can come to the building, or you can be part of the Zoom, you know, link up for it. And Kent just does a great job. I mean, in terms of like a good blend of like studying the scripture and how are we going to apply it to ourselves to be better disciples of Christ, as well as just some good fun and fellowship. So again, if you want to be part of this, and I really encourage all the men to, please see Kent. Building and grounds. So this is a big old building. And so, you know, it's needy. And so, of course, we have a cleaning team that, you know, cleans the building before worship services. But there is a need, you know, basically all the time, for help with, you know, minor and medium projects that come along. And I'll give you a couple examples of those. So on Christmas morning, we had a pipe burst, and we had a water flood over here in the fellowship hall. And so quite a few people got involved, and we got that repaired, and we got it cleaned up and kind of put back together. Also working on, you know, right now we're going to be kind of refreshing the restrooms that are in need of some help in the ladies' room. The there's a door that doesn't open and close properly to one of the stalls, and the toilet doesn't work, so those are going to get repaired, replaced, I should say. The men's restroom, there's kind of some rust on the ceiling tile hangers, and it's just kind of not in great condition. We're going to replace the light. We're going to replace that stuff. So it's the kind of things that if you're a handyman or a handy lady and you can help out once in a while, it would be greatly appreciated. And if somebody wants to take the lead on this ministry, that's fine too. And so that would be kind of keeping an eye on, you know, what are the projects and what are the priorities, and discussing with the leadership team, you know, about expenditures and don't let it be a stressor to you, but, you know, if it's something that, you know, you'd be interested in taking the lead on this ministry, that would be great. Also, a project we're envisioning is painting the fellowship hall. So the wood paneling in there, the nicest thing you can say about it is it's old and it's dark. And so if we can get some people who are, I'll help with that, then we will paint this. You know, possibly replace the flooring. We're keeping our eye out for some affordable flooring, and kind of refresh the fellowship hall. It's kind of not in the most beautiful condition right now. So if you're interested in any of this, please see me. Finance. It's the fiscal operations of the church. So some of the activities and involvement opportunities are really, there's two of them. A weekly count team. So after services, the offering is counted and prepared for deposit in the bank. If that's something you'd be interested in being part of, Christy Frazier has a lead on that. There's also a finance team that supports Janet Chaney, our treasurer. So with different, you know, financial projects, budgeting, paying the bills, etc. So if that's something you might be interested in, please see Janet or Christy or Bill Johnson. Administrative support. So administrative support of church operations. So with the Zolls moving to Florida, Martha has stepped into this role as the administrative support person for the church, and she does a great job. She just stays on top of stuff and makes it happen. But she would benefit, I believe, from if there's content for the bulletin, she prepares the bulletin that you'd like to have in the bulletin. Occasionally, she may want some support on a special project from time to time. And so, if that's something you're interested in, please see Martha. Website. Of course, we have a website. It's reynoldsburg.church. And Perry Brown is the leader of this. And he spends a good amount of time keeping it up to date. Putting new content out there. And so, first of all, I would encourage everybody to check out our website and be familiar with what's on it. And so Perry would benefit from content so that, you know, he's not the only one responsible for what are we going to have on the website. And so, you know, current needs are content and keeping updates on upcoming activities that we may want to highlight. You know, the community of care always gets highlighted, sermons get highlighted, but if there's other activities coming up that's involved in your ministry that you want Perry to put out there to make people aware of it when they check out our website and to just make it a more powerful thing for people to see when they're checking out our church, then that would be great. And so Perry's the lead on the website. Welcome team. So what's this? Something fairly new over the last several months. It's an intentional welcome experience for our guests. And so some of the things that are going on, we have the Welcome Center out there, and we're continuing to upgrade it, and that's in progress. So we have a kind of a permanent welcome table that's been ordered and, you know, should be here in a month or month and a half. Today's the first day of having coffee. Enjoy a cup of coffee from now on, whether regular or decaf. And so, this is a team. We have a need for greeters, whether at the welcome table or in the hall or roaming, keeping an eye out for visitors and guests, and really making them feel welcome right here in the auditorium, at the coffee center. So, you know, if this is something you'd like to be part of, we have a need for people to be part of this welcome team. And so please let me know. Wednesday night summer outreach. So what's this? So this is something we've done for several years, and it's Wednesday night summer cookouts and an outreach opportunity for the community. Typically it's June and July on Wednesday nights. You know, usually starts around 6:30, you know, 6:30 to 8 maybe. But of course we need to get here ahead of time, and it takes quite a few people to set up the games in the parking lot, prepare the food, get the table set up and everything. So, you know, right now it's inactive, but come June it'll probably be active again. So, you know, if you can plan on Wednesdays getting here ahead of that and helping set up and prepare the food and then stay and just interact with our guests who come and spend time with each other and the people in the community. And what's interesting I always find about this is year after year, there's some people from our community who come every time, you know, year after year. And so, hey, that opportunity to fellowship with people and have fun and spend time with people is valuable. And so if this is something you can be part of, please talk to Bill and Kim Johnson. And, you know, I'm sure as it gets closer and, you know, in the late spring, we'll bring this up with the details, and that'll be a refresher for you to be part of that. Reynoldsburg school support. So this is an exciting topic right now that we've talked a lot about. So what is this? This is a partnership with our local school district, especially Slate Ridge Elementary, you know, that we've been doing for several years. And we have this exciting grant from the Lindsay Foundation. So we applied for it. You know, they saw that we're already active with the Slate Ridge Elementary, and they wanted to multiply what we were already doing with some extra funds. And so, you know, the rest of this year is going to be pretty exciting with that. So, involvement opportunities. Okay, so it's mentioned next Sunday we're having a potluck. So let's come and bring food and eat with each other. But then we're also going to prepare gifts for the Slate Ridge teachers as part of that potluck right after service. And believe we'll be doing that again, you know, on a future date as well. So we'll also prepare and deliver a couple meals for the teachers at Slate Ridge. Likely, you know, March, they're going to have a conference night, maybe the second or third week of March, and then additionally in the year, so we'll prepare meals for them, and so that way they can, you know, not have to focus on that, they can focus on the conferences with the parents about, you know, how to help their kids do better in school. Using funds, you know, shortly we'll have kind of a methodology in place for purchasing socks and clothing and gloves and classroom items for teachers, and maybe some special things that the teachers request through the school management. You know, this is just really exciting to be a partnership with our elementary school over here, Slate Ridge. And then possibly, you know, maybe a little bit later, volunteering in the schools. Of course, this will involve a background check, but, you know, in terms of tutoring, volunteering, you know, that may be something coming down the road as well to really, you know, expand our interaction with the kids and help to the schools. So the lead on this is Kim Johnson and Dion Frazier. Central Ohio Work Camp. For a number of years, this has been a ministry in Columbus that's really captured, you know, the attention of people in Columbus. They reach out to us in terms of, like, people who need their house painted because they're in violation and they're going to be fined. And, of course, you know, they can't afford to have their house painted. So this is a... it's largely a ministry that the teens do, and it takes about a week. And we, you know, Dion takes the lead on identifying several houses in Columbus. This past year we did two. Before the pandemic we did more, and I think this year it's going to be more than two. One of them was in Reynoldsburg this year. And so this year it's June 11th to the 16th. So that's Sunday afternoon through Friday. So teens will be able to stay with the adult leads at Otterbein overnight. And so it'll be hard work, but it will be very valuable to families who need it, as well as just a great fellowship opportunity. So if you have a teen or know somebody, you know, get this on your calendar in terms of serving at Central Ohio Work Camp. So teens especially, but also, you know, we need some adult guidance and supervision to help participate in that as well. And then support may be needed for feeding the teams, you know. Teams of teens working hard in the sun, you know, are gonna be hot and hungry. And so, you know, meals for them to support them may be needed as well. That's typically been the case, right? So Dion has the lead on this. Please do get it on your calendar if you think it's something that you can be part of. Okay, so that's an overview of the ministries. So again, I just want to thank all of you as you serve God and serve the church and serve the community and serve the world in different ways. You know, so thanks to all of you. Thanks to the ministry leaders who are passionate about these different ministries, and thanks to the servants who get involved with them. And you know, again, this is kind of an overview of kind of the highlighted ministries. But I know that many of you serve each other and serve our neighbors and our community in different ways. And thanks to you as well. So you know, we as a leadership just encourage each of us, young, old, whatever, to get involved with one or more ministries. But really, this morning, the thing I want to encourage you most of all is to follow Jesus in your life, to make Him Lord of your life, to serve Him, to grow in your walk with Him, and to each day just walk a little closer with Jesus. So I'm going to invite the praise team and Dion to come back up for the invitation song. If there's anything that we can do for you this morning, if we can pray for you, if we can, you know, talk with you, and if any of you would like to name Christ as your Lord and be baptized this morning, we can do that as well. And so while we sing the invitation, you know, if there's a need, please come forward. And I just want to thank you very much for this opportunity to come and share these with you. And if you have any questions, see the people listed, or you can see me or one of the other elders. And so thank you very much.